Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me, as always, recording for the first time in a long time in the land of the Setting Sun Studios, the day before the total eclipse of the sun, where some crazy stuff could go down. But any predictions from you, Brennan, on the eclipse tomorrow? Did you buy some glasses?
No, so you can stare at that shit? I didn't even know it was tomorrow. I knew this shit was coming up. I'll probably just take it in through the window, not look directly into it, just kind of watch it go dark for a second.
Hillary and I ordered our Amazon. They're geniuses. They were selling, you could get two sunglasses for $16 or a five pack for $25. And it's like, yeah, I'm going the five pack. You just in case.
Yeah, I mean, you got two girls anyways that could technically wear them if they are awake for it.
I mean, it's just an odd thing. You never think you're going to need like glasses to stare at the sun with.
I mean, you'll never use them again. I mean, unless you just want to fucking stare at the sun.
Yeah, unless you want to try out photosynthesis.
Actually, I'm gonna see what the sun's talking about today. Build a tolerance. So you eventually go without the glasses.
Have you been seeing the memes about all of like the farm animals on April 8th? They're going to be like, what the fuck is going on? Because no. Darkness is just going to cover the land for like a solid 45 minutes where some like cows and shit are. They're going to think it's nighttime. And then it's going to be done.
The thing is, some animals just, they really don't think like that, you know?
You don't think that the animals are
going to
be
some of them will, like a chicken, they're not going to fucking know. Like,
oh, they're going to know. They're going to be like, oh shit, it's bedtime.
Yeah, but not
I got to get in before the coyotes get me.
I mean, they're pretty fucking dumb.
Most animals.
They're about smart enough to know, like, I'm going to get in this coop tonight, so I survive. That's about it.
All I'm saying is these animals, there's no way they know what time it is. Their life revolves around like sun up means I'm grazing, sun down.
Yeah, I mean, they got I'm sure they got a little bit of a body clock too, but yeah.
I'm just saying it's going to throw
same as
animals.
Us though. Like we basically rely on it. Like if the fucking shit went dark, like we got hit with like an EMP and we lost all electricity and electronics and clocks.
That's what I'm saying.
And the watches didn't work, then we would be like the same way. We'd be like, oh shit, it's probably, I mean, I'm sure people could use the sundial too, but like the average Joe, might be like probably about 8 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
Start working.
The point is these animals and kids, I mean, did we have an eclipse when we were kids?
Probably. I don't know.
I feel like we had one pretty recently. Maybe like it was like 10 years ago. I mean,
there's always shit with the planets where you can kind of see them closer. So maybe getting those overlapped or something like that.
I'm gonna look up when the last solar eclipse was.
It didn't feel like,
okay, it was in 2017.
Shit wasn't that long ago.
And it was the first visible one across the U.S. in nearly a century. So it's weird that we're having another one, what, 6 years later, 7 years later?
I guess. I don't know much about astrology.
Shoot, we ain't even gonna get into the flat earth, round earth theories. Anytime I see something about the solar eclipse and you go into the comments, that's all people are arguing about.
They're going to war ground.
People are like, we're not flying through space spinning. We're a fucking dome, you idiots. And people are like, what? It's not a dome. We're flat. People are like, you fucking stupid.
Yeah, just go in. It's like, nobody said anything. It's just like, you fucking idiots. And then people are like, take offense to that.
I know. These people that, one, just if you're one of the people that engages in like comments, like in an argumentative fashion on social media, please tell me it's not like your legit account, because like, why? What?
I mean, usually not. I mean, some people I'm for sure, like just go at it back and forth. But yeah, if you just like come in there and call people some effing idiots, like you probably ain't got your real profile.
Sometimes
some people don't care, but it's like you can be cordial about like giving your opinion. But yeah, some people just go straight in and calling people dummies.
Man, people go all out. They'll be typing up novels in comment sections of stuff. And it blows my mind.
That's how it'd be for anime, too.
How much time do you think that, like, think about when's the last time you put any thought into a comment? Like, not only a comment, but a rebuttal to an argument on Instagram.
Shit, probably never.
Never. I'd never do it. Ever.
The only time I'd ever really comment is if, like, a friend or something said something.
Like maybe their dog dies. You're like, damn, sorry, bro.
I mean, maybe not something that dark.
Shit,
yeah.
Dog. Sorry.
I'm just saying, like, if so, your friend comments messing with you a little bit, maybe you go back. But yeah, I can't remember if I've ever commented just like on a random post and just tried to go in there and stir some shit up.
I know.
Start
it feels
me a
like
burner
account
for that. Just anime burner account and just start stirring shit up on X.
Yeah. That's the new Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy that people will engage in that. But yeah, everybody, if you're listening to this and it's Monday, it's solar eclipse time. I'm pretty sure it's visible everywhere, but there's a path of total eclipse. We happen to be just outside of it, but I think we're getting like 98% coverage where we are, so still got to have the glasses. If this is your first time ever tuning in, welcome to That Anime Podcast. Lately, we've been doing a lot of episode by episode of specific shows. Today's a little unique because we just finished doing coverage of Solo Leveling. So we're going to talk about something Brennan wants to talk about. I won't mention what that is till we get there, but...
But you probably already know because we got to name this... Got to name it something.
True. You probably already
you may
know.
Have an idea, and you may have clicked on it for that.
You already know that what we're talking about because the name of the episode is going to have something to do with what we're talking about. But if you end up liking what you hear and end up tuning every week, we invite you to write us up a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and or Spotify, or wherever it is that you listen to us, preferably Apple Podcast or Spotify, because those are the ones that rank podcasts. These reviews are a great way for us to reach more casual anime fanatics just like yourself, so thank you in advance for those. And I was doing some digging on, like, anime podcast rankings. We're on these lists.
Yeah, we're on a few, I don't know. So like, we've seen ourselves pop up for sure, but...
If this is your first time tuning in and you're like, who the hell are these guys? We're not just your average, out-of-the-bag, off-the-street podcasters, We're on some lists. I mean
we're lying. Our social media presence brings us down. That's yeah. Probably something we could work on, but we're in this shit for the love of the game, you know? We're in it for the pod.
We are in
yeah,
it for
we
the
understand
pod.
That the social media definitely can promote it. It's just
where we
hard
lack
to get
is
into all that.
We keep losing steam on our Discord. Me, you, and Colton need to be better about being in the Discord and that community because that's where we grow, like, our collaboration with our listeners. So sorry for all the listeners that have been asking where the F we are. It's been it's just we're just not very plugged into that kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah, we're just and they understand too. I'm sure a lot of people are got their day to day lives like same with us. Like, it's tough to even get one episode of podcast recorded in a week sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then to do all the other stuff just because, unfortunately, this isn't our full time job, so.
Unfortunately,
we do it for the love of anime.
If we get enough 5-star reviews, then we can make this our full-time job. Then we'll definitely be in that damn Discord every day, all day. That'd be amazing if this was our full-time job. It is for some people. All right, I've got some news. We've talked about the eclipse. Before we talk about the eclipse, any anime you've been watching that you want to talk about?
It's the same shiz. I'm actually behind on Mashley. Probably just two at this point, which happens. I've said before, but we probably have some new people since we're not doing Companion right now with Solo or anything. Frieren, I'm all caught up with that. I mean, I finished that the week it ended. And then I guess Solo ended too, so I got some room. There's a few new ones out right now, like Windbreaker, people are talking about.
What is that one about? I saw that.
I don't know. And then there's another one with like a traditional like Japanese name that's supposed to be pretty good that I don't know. And then I think that Disney Plus like Dark Power Rangers anime is going to come out soon, or it already is possibly.
I haven't heard of that. I still need to finish the Amazon Prime Invincible season 2.
I've been hearing not bad things about it, just that people are pissed by like the release schedule. Basically
people are just going to end up going and reading the comic. That's what I'm going to do. Just got to know how.
I never watched past season 1 anyways. I don't know if I'm going to.
Well, I mean, there's only season 1 and 2, so.
I know, and I don't really feel like picking up to you.
Well, have you ever watched that show? This is what Hillary and I have been watching lately. It's called Alone.
Never heard of it.
It's on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's 10 contestants. They get dropped in
They just hang out alone.
They just try to survive. They get dropped alone?
It's like Squidward when he got dropped in the future.
No, well, they get dropped like in the middle of nowhere. They get to pick 10 survival items. Most people pick like a tarp, a fish, like a
I would pick me like the Jackhawk 9000, the knife.
People bring a giant knife, a saw. But you are competing for staying out there the longest, but you don't know how many people are still out there.
Yeah, so you could be out there for like 30 days or 100 days and like everybody else quit at like 15.
Well, they come get you after the last guy taps.
Yeah, I think it could be dark. It's just like some dude just lives like a decade out there. He's like, I wanted to be sure. I didn't have a wife or kids.
It's just a crazy concept, because really what it comes down to is like, if you can secure enough food for yourself and keep your sanity being out in the middle of nowhere, you can win $500,000.
They just have like a camera. They don't even have a camera crew out there.
No, they give them two GoPros and three like cameras.
Who's charging the shit? Someone's probably coming up and charging them and then leaving at night.
They train all of them. They give them solar pack chargers and they have to record all their own stuff.
How are they getting the footy? I mean, I guess it's already over.
It's all on SD cards.
But it's all over then. Like they haven't aired there. They didn't have the footage till it ended.
Exactly. But it's a fascinating show. I recommend it to anybody. Like it's just wild. These people just go out, and some of them go out there and they're like, yeah, I put on 80 pounds in preparation for this.
I've seen people do that on any, they go on any of the Survivor show, they know they're going on it and it works like a charm, and they just lose down and get back to their normal body weight when they come home.
People are like, I'm going on that starvation diet to win this thing. And then some guys go out there and put on no weight and they're like, I've been hunting my whole life. But it's like, then they can't find anything. And it's like, yeah, you're off the show because they do health checks, and if you lose too much weight, you're off. They're not going to let you die out there, dude.
Yeah, you got to have some stored, the more stored body fat, the better.
Yeah.
Shit, some straight fuel. But an anime-related shit to watch. I think it's been out on Crunchyroll, but if you're Netflix-only, Suzume is now on, recently added on Netflix.
I think I was, where was I? I was hearing the, oh, you know what? This is what it is. No, it was the creepy part from Suzume when they're like,
I don't know. I only know the main one.
There was a creepy part when they go like underground or through the door, and those two foxes are fighting. I've been noticing that more people are aware of the music because you see it on more Instagram reels. People are using the Suzume soundtrack now for like little videos.
It's probably been out, and definitely Netflix, I'm sure, will put a few people on that weren't even looking for it.
I might give that a rewatch.
I mean, I watched just like the clip, like when you hover over it, that plays, it looked pretty good. It was like them closing the first door. It's only 2 hours and 2 minutes, so it's not that long. I remember we thought it was long as shit. We saw it the first time.
What's the show we watched where the kid skips school every day and he goes and sits with that teacher in the rain?
That was The Cobbler.
Is that Weathering with You?
No, it's a Shinkai movie, but I don't know what it's called. Weathering with You is the one with the Sunshine Girl.
What was that movie? Because that was that's a wild ass movie.
That one's only like freaking not even an hour.
I know, but it's just a.
I mean, we got a whole episode on it. I just don't remember what it's called.
Is it Rain something?
No.
Fuck. Either way, here's some anime news. Demon Slayer, Hashira Training, that arc actually and finally airs May 12th. So we're about 5 weeks away from that. The 7th season of My Hero Academia comes back May 4th, so less than a month away from that. And then the last thing I have, sorry, I don't have as much news as Colton does. I don't know where the hell he gets his news sources, but
Facebook, some Facebook page.
He must have a guy, because I have a hard time finding enough shit that's worth mentioning. The 3rd season of Konosuba airs April 10th, which is 3 days away, which puts that on a Wednesday. And I freaking love Konosuba. That shit's hilarious. But without further ado, that leads us to today's topic. Brennan, take it away.
Before I do that, the movie we were talking about is Garden of Words.
Makoto
Shinkai movie. One of his early ones. Kind of weird subject. Good movie. The animation's good, obviously. And I think for most of Shinkai movies, we have an episode. So if you haven't watched those, watch them and listen to those. Or if you already have, they're there for you. But today's topic, and Jordan, have you heard? You hadn't heard of this until I brought it up today, had you?
No.
It's the Dark Trio of anime.
The Dark Trio.
Dark Trio. It sounds like Big Three Dark Trio. I mean, sounds interchangeable. Like that's
what we could have named our podcast The Dark Trio, referring to me, you, and Colton.
Shit would have been popping off right now with the Dark Trio. Would have been synchronized in perfect time.
If I was going to guess what the Dark Trio was, I would guess that it is an anime. I bet you there's an anime called The Dark Trio.
What if I said, it sucks I already told you, but what if I said, like, what do you think the Dark Trio of anime is? Probably would have thought darker. It's darker than what?
Yeah.
They're pretty dark, though, if you think about it. We're just, like, accustomed to it.
I would have probably thought Death Note would be in there.
Yeah, but it's like a new slang. Tokyo Ghoul. If Death Note was in the Dark Trio, we would have heard about that shit.
Tokyo Ghoul. I don't know. I wouldn't have guessed like shonens, like traditional shonens.
Yeah, I hadn't really heard this terminology till probably in the last like month. I'd came across some shit. Like I didn't know if people were calling these things that.
The Dark Trio.
But for anybody who doesn't know what the Dark Trio is, I Googled it so we can get the most clean definition of what it is. I Googled, what is Dark Trio in anime? The Dark Trio in anime. First result from IMDb. Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Hell's Paradise are renowned for their grisly and gruesome themes, tackling serious issues with a gory approach. As a result, the three have been coined as the Dark Trio of anime by the anime manga community.
What is the three again?
Chainsaw Man, JJK, and Hell's Paradise.
Chainsaw Man, JJK, and Hell's Paradise.
Yeah. And then I'll give you one more just because. This one's from Comic Book Resource. It's the second result. It says, given the presence of devils, demons, and loads of gore, it's easy to argue that the Dark Trio deserve their name. Compared to the colorful and lighthearted shonen stories, these three manga are full of grittier fare. This extends to the violence, which really sets the series apart from its predecessors. And I think that's kind of what we're going to talk about, the subject matter of this episode, that we're kind of used to because we've been watching these things for a couple years now, and they've been out since we started the podcast. And really, since you started watching anime, they've kind of been available. But if you've been in it for a long time, it is like from the big three, they had some dark moments and undertones, but like not like this.
No.
Like it's very mature stuff. And it's good, like, we like it, but it is a long shot from, you know, Naruto, how dark it gets, just with the amount, yeah, like, demons, devils,
and part of that is
gore, for sure.
And part of that is because, like, back in the day, you wanted to capture the audience of the
shonens.
Well, the boy and hopefully some older audiences. Now you can get away with stuff like JJK, Chainsaw Man, and Hell's Paradise because the young kids are still going to watch it. Like the young kids don't have like a television that they have to access. They've got a smartphone and they can watch whatever they want.
And it's kind of one of those things too where the popularity of anime, like it has, and people, and they know it, like it's extended past its intended age audience of like probably like 7 to 14 when, you know, Kishimoto or Toriyama writing Dragon Ball, like that's probably who they're writing it for.
And now, even that part whenever
now there's 30, 40, 50 year olds watching this stuff, so I think it kind of naturally progressed to more, not that these themes haven't been in anime and manga before, but to be in shonen anime that are traditionally more lighthearted. It is pretty big, not really something I've ever thought about, but nowadays, like if you want to be big, it's kind of, those are the themes you kind of have to throw in.
Yeah, and think about the difference in like a Naruto and a My Hero and a Demon Slayer versus Chainsaw Man, JJK, and Hell's Paradise. Yeah. It is.
And Demon Slayer's got some dark stuff that's, you know, even compared to like the original big three, like the blood and gore, but it's still, compared to those ones, you know, a tick down.
Well, you just can tell immediately with these new age shonens, this Dark Trio, like from episode one of each one of these, you can tell there's not a happy ending to these stories.
Yeah, even like
it's just a story.
It missed out on it, but Attack on Titan, definitely.
Yeah.
In that darker genre that gained popularity. And then one thing I didn't really bring up is the Dark Trio, like they're kind of big. I kind of feel like Hell's Paradise, like I like it obviously, but I feel like it's not on the same level.
I'm shocked that it's on this list.
I mean, I get that it's in there, but another reason they all kind of get, I don't want to say they get uplifted, but definitely Hell's Paradise for sure benefits from MAPPA being in charge of all of these.
Yeah,
you know, the powerhouse that MAPPA is, that, you know, JJK, Chainsaw, those things are huge. And then I love Hell's Paradise. Like, we watched it all, but it does seem like it's not quite on that level. And Chainsaw Man might be slightly below JJK, but we've only got one season two, and I'm anime only. But, like, those two kind of, you could say the same thing about the big three, too, though, that Bleach may be just a tick down below One Piece and Naruto, even though Bleach is one of my favorites.
Yeah. And Hell's Paradise, it makes you wonder, like, who, this concept of the Dark Trio, who, somebody came up with this.
Somebody came up with the big three,
and then it
too.
Just took off. Like, but I wonder what, how, if there's controversy on, like, these three not being the Dark Trio, and, like, no, only 80% of people recognize Hell's Paradise as part of the Dark Three Trio.
It's like the...
maybe Blue Lock's in there, you know?
I mean, but it's a sports anime, but yeah, it's like a darker shonen. Sports anime, but...
I don't know what else you could replace it, but Attack on Titan, even though it's concluded, it could still be considered...
See, I just don't... I think Attack on Titan was always categorized as a seinen, though. I don't think it was like a shonen.
True,
like in
true.
Shonen Jump, and I think that's why... these three kind of got coined, because it is marketed in that same category. Whereas, like, some of the other darker ones, they're not necessarily made exactly for the boy.
Yeah. And the only reason Solo Leveling's not on here is because it isn't on.
It's a manhwa, too. Yeah, they don't want to.
But as far as anime.
They want to keep the big name categories for the Japanese made.
Yeah. As far as, like, anime, though, I would say it absolutely replaces Hell's Paradise. But, shit, I enjoyed Hell's Paradise a lot.
Yeah, I think it's kind of one of those things, like, you're getting into that territory where somebody would be like, why is Dragon Ball Z not in the big three? Like, it's not, I don't think it's really up for debate. I think it's saying, like, these came out in an era, and they're doing well, they're all by the same studio, and they're influencing what anime or what manga gets serialized and what gets big. And then, I mean, some people even outside of the fan, some people say the fans, right, My Hero Now, with all the shipping, but... you know, the Dark Deku arc, and we're anime only on that too, but there's word that it tried to influence into, like, much darker than how it started because of the popularity of these ones.
Yeah.
And I can see Demon Slayer going down that route, but it's always had demons in it too. I think Demon Slayer probably does the best balance of, it still really feels like a shonen, but it's slightly darker. And then I say that, but then in the movie, you know, Michael Jackson just slit the throats of his servants,
and then stepped over their bodies,
kind
of
kicked their bodies as you walk through, which is some pretty dark stuff.
Yeah,
those scenes are few and far between.
I do feel like Demon Slayer is very darker. The reason it doesn't feel as dark is because the animation style is more,
it's more
unrealistic.
Traditional. It's very, and then it's like characters like Zenitsu,
and then you got
the trio's a lot goofier.
The blacksmith, like all the blacksmiths with their little masks,
yeah,
like that should just kind of. It makes it less serious.
Which is good.
It is good.
It makes it, it gives it a little bit of differentiation. And I was telling you on our last episode of Solo Leveling that I thought Frieren or Solo were the best animes so far of, like, the winter 24 season. And you haven't watched Frieren, but you were surprised that I
bumped them head to head. You said you liked it a little bit better than Solo Leveling.
And I think I do. And it makes me think that maybe the reason I like Frieren is because it kind of, it's a little, like, with all the dark anime that's been coming out, which I love, it just kind of separates itself a little bit by more so being on the lighthearted side. But there's also, it's kind of dark, but just the thematic elements of it are completely different. It reflects on itself a lot in life. Just, you got to watch it. It's a very interesting show with, you know, how an elf lives thousands of years but meets all these people that live, like, 80.
Oh,
and how she going to remember them, and how she going to be remembered. Like, she's literally seeing time pass of people that are dead, and, like, she remembers them like it was yesterday, but then, like, other people, it's like it's been three generations. They're like, I don't even know why I clean this statue anymore. Like, we've just always done it. Like, I don't know who this is.
And
to her, it was
like,
damn, like, I was on a journey with this guy.
Yeah, it's weird how anime even gets to the point where, because there's so much, like, whenever I'm looking at the news, there is so much anime to be sifted through. I wonder how, like, how do you even get to the point where your anime gets noticed. Like you may,
but you're saying you got to write some hot shit.
But your manga might be the best manga ever. But how the hell are you going to get people to read it?
Exactly. That's what the Dark Trio got its name, because it influenced the whole industry. Now, if you're a mangaka and you want to get something serialized and you want to do a shonen,
you got to write in that category.
Got to have some dark undertones, because that's what these companies want to pick up. That's what's going to popularize, and then I can get serialized into an anime, and that's where the money's at. So you can't always follow your passion project, because you're right. There's probably tons of obscure manga and anime that we don't even know, because the hole goes so deep. It's just like, how are you going to find it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
unless Crunchyroll's throwing it in your face.
Like in Japan, you would imagine most of these people are getting these digitally, right? Like they're not going
to
the store.
I'm sure there's still some purists that, you know, they started picking up manga and 97 and they still like to feel that shit in their hands.
Yeah, but if they're coming out with a weekly issue, like, it's better to buy like the volume and get like,
yeah, I guess, but if you think about what do you think you can get it for, like $10 USD, $40 a month for some shit you like?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how you wouldn't just go in and be like, oh, I'm gonna try out this new manga. I just don't know how. I can't imagine how difficult it is to even get notice. Like, you may have the best story ever, but nobody gives a shit if they haven't read it.
And we're not super big manga people either. Like, all the manga that you guys have read,
I read because
the anime.
Yeah,
but it's been through the anime first, so I think it's got a lot to do with like the publication. Like, if Shonen Jumps or Shueisha, same thing, they pick up a new manga, people are going to be like, oh, this is probably good because they picked it up. And then whatever other category you're in, I'm sure there's big production companies that pick up the manga, so you know, like, oh, it's going to be good if they do it. They're putting budget into it. They've put out hits before.
Yeah.
But some no-name company, yeah, it's going to have a harder time making it out. Marketing power, you know, it's just like...
You almost got to sell
yourself out.
Industry
plants in music, you know, like...
Yeah.
You only have to be good. If a big music label wants your song to be number one, they can technically make it happen.
True.
Not to say they do that with manga, because eventually people are going to be like, this is shit. But it can definitely help out.
So are you thinking that this Dark Trio, the influence that it has on new anime, new manga, the style that studios are going to kind of put their spin on things going forward, do you think that we're already seeing the effects of the Dark Trio, or we're about to start seeing?
I mean, we're in them, currently living in them, but now I think people are just starting to really notice the effects, and that's probably how the Dark Trio got its name, because, you know, the big three influenced anime so greatly with its sales and how big they were, and now the Dark Trio is doing the same thing. So I think it's going to continue, like any bubble, like Marvel superhero bubble, it's going to continue to an all-time high, and there'll probably be a few more big, darker anime. Because as we know, some of these are coming to an end. They're not as long as the big three shonen were. And I think there will either be a new theme, or it'll kind of correct back. Not correct, I don't want to say it's incorrect, but you know what I mean? Like, some people will come back out and it'll go back to maybe like a more lighthearted style, or find some new theme in between.
Yeah.
It's just like anything, like fashion, trendy.
It's all cyclical.
Yeah, it's all trendy and cyclical. And I think it's not a bad era either. Like, we're getting good shit right now. And the animation, you know, looks good, but that's got to do with, you know, the digital animation that they have now.
That's another thing I think about, too, is like the animation keeps getting better and better and more expensive, but the cost for us to consume isn't necessarily going up.
It's actually not more expensive. I mean, in theory, it's more expensive, but it's not, because it's all digitally animated now. They're still drawing it, but like, you're watching Yu Yu Hakusho. Like, that shit's some heat, but that was like true cell-by-cell animation, where they literally hand-drew. Like, somebody had to hand-draw each and every cell.
Yeah.
Like, think about the manpower and time. Like, they can't really be having motherfuckers to do that
anymore.
Yeah,
what is it, like 16 frames per second? 16, basically every second. Or
they can
frames.
Space it out, but yeah, it's
they're
just
showing
like
eight different drawings.
Completely longer. And I actually watched this YouTube video the other day about Studio Ghibli. The first thing that Miyazaki worked on, or one of the first things, was like an anime. It's called Heidi in the Alps. I've never seen it. It's like an old one, but he kind of learned a lesson, and that's why he kind of got away from anime just because he wanted everything. And you can see in the Ghibli movies, they want to touch every little detail. And he realized from doing that show that they just, it wasn't possible, because the only way to serialize a series is to give up quality in some areas, which he just wasn't willing to do.
True.
Because they were just putting in too much time. And we talk about it, how you'd think they'd want to get the episode done like weeks, months before, but they're like cranking this shit out. They're like, shit's due. We've had to air in like 45 minutes. Maybe not that close, but like hours probably.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
same
this shit's
day.
Going. Like, yeah, same day type deadlines, which is nuts. So.
But keeps the episodes from getting leaked, because they ain't done yet.
Shit ain't ready yet.
They ain't sitting on anything. That shit ain't ready to go. Yeah. I'm all about the dark stories. I've always kind of, I mean, growing up,
we're the old heads that are watching them. You know, like, how does the
when it
does, how does the 12-year-old feel about it? He probably thinks it's pretty cool too.
Yeah, when it doesn't, I feel like when a story doesn't have a dark side, it's just, it is less interesting.
Yeah, I think of Chainsaw Man though. So it's like Naruto had like the innocence of like the sexy jutsu, you know, but then it's like, if you're like a 12-year-old watching Chainsaw Man, like, he's straight up, like, his goal is to touch some titty.
Yeah. Like, and then he does.
It goes with all the gore, but yeah, and then he like gets it. So it's like,
and he does.
I don't know how old,
disappointment.
Like, it may be a little bit too mature, like, in that aspect for like a, eight to 10-year-old. Like,
but that's the thing. It's not, they're watching this stuff.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't necessarily know if they should be.
Oh no, I definitely don't think that they should be, but they're watching it.
But like One Piece, well, you could say the same thing for One Piece. They're not like inherently pervy or anything, but like, it'll be giving young boys some weird taste in women. the way he'd be drawing them.
Oh, they're really tall, big bust.
Tall, big boobs, like, yeah. Stick waist.
Yeah, that's true. But there's like not really any.
I've
not
sent you guys the meme before. It's like from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's Dennis like drawing a girl, and it's the meme is like Oda every time he's drawing a female character. He's like, give her a nice stuff. He like draws big boobs and a narrow hip, and then Charlie's like, oh, you good. You're a good artist, man. But he is. He like draws it just like the One Piece girls.
Yep. They do all have the exact same body frame. So anime is evolving, and it is getting more dark.
Which, shonen is getting more dark. So if it's like,
I feel like
if the shonen's getting more dark, then the dark anime has got to be getting real dark.
I feel like as a whole, it's getting more dark, because the audience, like we've already touched on it. A 10-year-old, we talked about, should they be watching it? No, they shouldn't be, but they are. 10-year-olds are watching it.
Yeah.
And I mean, our older brother has taken kids, his 7 and 9-year-old daughter to see the Demon Slayer movie.
Yeah,
with some straight up like people getting decapitated. So like,
yeah,
kids,
but it's all
are
cartoons.
Kids are watching
true
this shit. So everything is getting more darker now, not because it's necessarily what people want, but because more people are acceptable of it.
Yeah, and it kind of, I may be wrong, but I really think it's just like anime aging with people to some degree. And there may be some like actual shonen that kids are watching, but I just feel like Boruto, I guess, even though that's not going to air for like 4 more years, but
it's fine. The manga's way better. The manga's good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of aged with it, which not every medium does. Like, when The Phantom Menace came out, like, that shit was the Holy Grail to me. But, you know, all the people who watched the original, like,
yeah,
like, what the fuck was this shit? You know, it's because maybe it didn't age with them like they wanted it to. Or I think of Kingdom Hearts 3, like, I don't know how we started this in the Kingdom Hearts community, but like, we waited so long between 2 and 3. Obviously, we had some games in between, but I think a lot of like the big YouTubers and just the community hyped it up. Like, we thought it would be like more mature and like darker, and it was just like another Kingdom Hearts game.
It was the exact same.
And then I felt like a lot of people weren't happy about it, but it's like, it's always been, at the end of the day, it's like Donald Duck and Goofy are in your party.
Yeah.
You know, Mickey's the king. Like, how dark do you want this shit to get? Which, you know, I wish it would have been a little bit darker too, but at the same time, I kind of realize, like, we put those expectations on it.
Because that's what most industries do.
Yeah, and I feel like that's not happening with anime. Like, they're like, yeah, these fuckers are getting older. Like, let's make it darker.
I feel like the anime is saying that. Like, they've always said it's not for kids, but now I feel like their audience, like, because it's Netflix, like, it's still kids, but it's teens.
Yeah, Netflix anime, they got the live actions, obviously, but I get on there to look sometimes, and I'm like, they really don't have that. They pretty have a shitty selection.
They don't really have the shonen. They have, like, the obscure.
I mean, they have just, like, the Naruto, the Demon Slayer. They do have Haikyuu's back on there, I've seen.
The full set? Like, full four seasons?
I don't know, they have some of it, but.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just, like, you're not going to get on Netflix and find you, like, a heater of an anime. I mean, I guess they had Seven Deadly when it was hot shit, but. Nowadays, like, if you want to watch a good anime, you just, like, you gotta have Crunchyroll in a way.
Yeah. I was reading an article about how Sony, when they bought Crunchyroll, because they only bought them in 2020.
Yeah, I know, and it just took forever to finally shut down Funimation and all that.
They bought them for, what was the, I think it was $1.8 billion. Which, if you think about it, that's a steal.
I mean, yeah, for them.
They own basically the rights for all those anime, and they sell them out to people like Netflix and Hulu, but they own it.
Yeah, I mean, they still have to buy it from the studio, the animation studio, or, you know what I mean? Because it's just like football games, you know, the Super Bowl, like ESPN, NBC, CBS, like they all want to air the Super Bowl. It's the same thing for like Jujutsu Kaisen, you know? Somebody's got to offer them the most money to get it on their streaming service, or, you know, TV Tokyo or whatever that actually airs it live. It's got to fight for that shit too.
It's just crazy that, like, Crunchyroll started as, like, I mean, it is still a shitty app. It's shitty.
I mean, yeah, it is. It always has been. Anytime we bring it up, we're like, yeah, that UI.
But they know. Like, they know
we're beating a dead horse at this time, but it's got the content.
They know people are going to watch it. Content's king. It is. Content is king. They know people are tuning in and watching. They're keeping their subscriptions. They still haven't done the password protection because me and Colton are still bumming off of yours.
I mean, the thing is, I told you I've gotten booted for all three on it, but I think I've probably had a Crunchyroll account for over at least a decade now. And yeah, shit basically looks the same as when I day one. Logged in back in like 2013, 2014, started my account.
Have you ever tried to figure out what the Crunchyroll logo is?
It's a freaking egg roll.
How in the hell?
It's like the side of an egg roll. Like, if it's like facing you and you take a bite out of it, that's what I've thought. Like, what else? What the hell else would it be, kid?
But why is the one side? It doesn't at all look like an egg roll. Look at this.
That shit's a crunchy roll, dude.
I just don't.
If I see that thing solo, but if I see it next to a word that says crunchy roll, I'm like, yeah, it's like an egg roll.
I don't know. I feel like they,
I mean, it's for sure. I mean, I thought you were talking about their little, mascot girl.
Oh no, I don't give a shit about her. I'm talking about the little symbol. It's like a crescent moon and then a cookie with a bite taken out of it. But the crescent moon doesn't have a bite taken out of it. That's what's weird. It's like, if it's an egg roll with a bite taken out of it, then it should be missing a whole chunk out of the whole thing, not just the internal circle. That's what I'm saying. But I think that's supposed to be the C in Crunchyroll.
Apparently, it's definitely an egg roll because I'm looking at the old Crunchyroll logo. Shit's a fucking egg roll. See that shit? And apparently, apparently the girl's name is Hime.
Which is just princess.
Yeah.
Crunchyroll Hime.
That's what they call her, I guess.
Well, that's the Dark Trio for all of you that are listening.
What's your favorite of the Dark Trio?
For sure, JJK.
Yeah,
no,
it's kind of like the basic answer, but it's just, we got the most of it right now, and it's, I don't know, kind of the most shonen-y too, because it's still, they throw a lot of hands,
it's the most elaborate storyline, yeah. Like, there's a lot going
Chainsaw
on.
Man's just, like, super dark, like, I mean, he's a chainsaw, like, so he's just, he ain't really throwing hands, like, he's cutting people up and getting the shit beat out of him. It's classic main character, gets piss rocket beat out of him,
but
and then comes back.
Yeah, it's also one of those shows too where it's like there's never a plan. He's just like, pull my engine and let me in there.
Yeah,
I'll fucking come out alive.
I mean, he's got a little bit of strategy, but mostly comes down to like, I'll just keep going forever.
Yeah, it has a little bit of that, like, you expect him to come out okay.
Yeah, and
whereas
how many,
JJK does not have that.
Hell's Paradise, what was that, 12 episodes first season?
No, they did 24. They did two cores.
24, and it was pretty good. Like, there's a lot of potential there too.
Yeah, they introduced, like, the
whole setup of that island and Gabby Maru's backstory. Like, we don't even know if that shit's real. if his wife's real.
Yeah, we don't know if he was brainwashed.
Like, so it's definitely got some storylines that could explode it, but I still feel like, yeah, JJK is the closest. JJK of the Dark Trio is the closest to a standard shonen, and the other one's like branched off it even further, I'd say. And I think JJK is the oldest one, so it makes sense if it's kind of like the originator, the heart and soul of the Dark Trio.
It definitely is. And we've talked about it before too, but with JJK, it's also unique because the main character of the story isn't like the favorite. It's Gojo.
Yeah. I mean, even so, I mean, some people like, that's how it is with any popular, like Fushiguro, I'm sure people like him. Toji is goated at this point.
True.
Inumaki, I'm sure there's some people that like him. Maki, I mean, I'm just gonna name all the fucking Panda's characters at this point. Yeah, it's just like, it's one of their, kind of like Naruto, it's one of their shows where you have such a big cast and they're all so memorable. Like, straight up, I ain't trying to hate, but like, Hell's Paradise, like, I got Gabby Maru.
I don't even know the girl's name.
Couldn't name another person.
Yeah.
And that may be because there's only been one season. Chainsaw Man. I got Aki. Power. I don't really remember the main character. Denji. And then I know Katana Man.
Yeah, Katana Man.
So, but that's also seasonal too. And I've watched JJK season 1 multiple times and 2. So not to say it is, but it does kind of have the more memorable cast at this point.
Yeah, I think as far as like us recommending anime, I'll recommend Chainsaw Man and JJK to anybody. Hell's Paradise, I'm a season away from recommending that to everyone.
You would recommend Hell's Paradise to anybody?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't.
I would. Yeah, I would say I would recommend JJK.
I need another season.
JJK or like most people I'd recommend because it wouldn't weird them out. Chainsaw Man is a little dark. And then the titty grabbing, like, they'll be like, this show's got too much going on. Like,
there's
like a zombie demon, a chainsaw dog, a guy turns into a chainsaw, but he also wants to touch titties.
Some people need that in an anime to get them in. Like, that's the bait they need to be like, I'll give it a try.
It's a lot of moving parts for your first anime.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would recommend Chainsaw Man and JJK to anybody. Hell's Paradise,
Chainsaw Man to anybody? That's nuts.
Anybody that watches anime, like, you need to watch Chainsaw
Man. Oh, yeah, that watches anime. I thought you meant, like, to get somebody into it.
No. Just anybody that watches anime should watch Chainsaw Man, JJK. Hell's Paradise, the only reason I'm not saying yes to that is because I need another season to confirm that this show knows what it's doing.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, because some shows, they just create all of these things with no end in sight. I want, like, the writing to be like Attack on Titan did. I want them to know the end when they start.
A lot of them usually do, but then if that shit catches fire, you know, and the money's coming in and the editor's like, hey, man, we're gonna need you to add about 400 chapters you weren't planning on. How you get to the end don't matter to me. This thing's a little cash cow, so.
That's what the JJK guy did. He was gonna kill off Itadori, and he's like, people like this guy.
He's like, hey, you better keep that guy around.
He's like, people like the pink-haired guy.
But, you know, that thing, that worked out. So it's kind of like...
It worked out.
And then people always use Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, we roasted the freaking... The weird-looking one. The weird CGI one who had, like, teeth. True. And, like, was wearing, like, real running... I kind of thought it was cool that he was wearing, like, real running shoes.
Wearing but, some Sokinis.
Yeah, he did look a little weird. But, like, they went back and fixed him. And now that both movies have made a good amount of money, and now Knuckles is getting his own movie. So there are times where you can listen to the fans and it pays off for you. And there's other times where it'll bone you.
There's times where bitching online pays off.
I mean, yeah, that probably set the gold standard now. People are like, we have the power.
Yeah. Trolls, there's a payday.
I mean, people weren't really even trolling on that. They were just like...
It did look ridiculous.
This dude's looking weird. Like, I can understand like how they came to that, but... How they decided, like, yeah, this one looks good enough to release a trailer was a little jarring.
Yeah, he just looked way too realistic.
And then, like, when I saw the other one, I thought he looked way too unrealistic. But then after seeing the movie and the second one, like, it was the ultimate right move. Like, because you don't necessarily want him to look like... He's from another world anyways. You don't want him to look like...
You want
like,
him to look true to the cartoon.
Yeah, you don't want him to look like he was bred in a freaking... That's toxic waste dump and curled out.
That's part of the problem that live actions have with anime is like, I want them to look like the I want them to look like the cartoon in some way. Like, I don't want just like a brand new cast of a guy to be Naruto. Like, you really, like, One Piece did a really good job of making the cast look pretty damn close to what anime did.
They're so close that, like, now when you, kind of like the Harry Potter cast, like, when you think of
the Harry Potter
characters, you think of them, even though there's, like, people from the book, because they kind of look like him.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Not that I would ever think of Luffy, like, not the animated Luffy over the live action. Like, I'm always going to think of the animated one, but they kind of go hand in hand now because they look so close to it that now, like, in my head, when I think of those characters, I also think of the live action ones, and, like, they're going to be them forever.
Yep.
Until 2040 when they try to do a remake of the live action again.
Yeah. Whereas, like, the Cowboy Bebop casting, they were close, but...
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... John Cho, I thought...
He was a good cast.
He did really good since Keanu Reeves was too old, you know?
But, like, the Yu Yu Hakusho cast... I watched the trailer. I'm like, I can't do it.
The Yusuke guy wasn't too bad, but like I said, the Kuubar wasn't bad either, but it's like, why the fuck did he not have a pompadour?
Oh, he didn't?
No, he just has like a faux hawk spiky.
Yeah, you gotta have the pompadour.
And
you gotta have the bat. The thing's gotta be
hairsprayed. It's gotta be hairsprayed to all hell, too. It's hard as shit.
Does he have red hair at least?
Yeah, well, okay. It's like dyed kind of like the strawberry blonde, but then... And I talked about this when I talked about it before. Like, the wigs were just such ass that, like, they're nothing.
Which one? And you?
Yeah, nothing. Like, Hiei's sister and then blanking on red hair's name, Vine Whip guy.
Oh,
Kurama.
Kurama.
Yeah, like, his wig was just such cheeks that it, like, didn't matter that, like, they casted a guy that looked like him. He looked like he was wearing a fucking wig.
Yeah.
With a full head of hair underneath it, like, made his head look bulbous, too.
I don't know why. I'm in the same boat with wigs. Like, you couldn't pull off a better wig than this.
And it goes with the same thing with the Airbender, Avatar Airbender, the girl with the white hair. Like,
yeah,
she again, weird. They casted a girl that looked like her from the movies, but the wig was just like too wiggy. And then the people show like the one from the M. Night Shyamalan movie,
and it looks realistic.
Yeah, like she either like feathered the scalp or she dyed her hair.
Yep.
So it's like, sometimes it's not the actor's fault, like, that they got a shitty wig, and it just kind of takes you out of the, it takes you out of the immersion.
It 100% does. If I
can... She's like, why is this person wearing a wig? Unless they're canonically wearing a wig, then I don't want to look like a wig.
If I can freaking tell somebody in a movie is wearing a wig, the movie has failed, or the show has
failed. Unless they're canonically wearing a wig in the movie, then it's okay, but you don't want to see that shit.
I'm with you. Like, that shit... Even with Game of Thrones, that shit always would bother me when I could tell somebody was wearing a wig.
And I never see, the thing is, like, some people complained about Daenerys, and it did. Sometimes it looked worse than others, but overall, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
but sometimes it would look pretty wiggy, but especially early on, it looked natural as shit. Some of the dude Targaryens looked pretty wiggy.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
House of the Dragon does a pretty good job with the wigs.
They do overall. Definitely way more. At least the hair looks... The hair looks like real hair. Like, they probably didn't, but some of the Yu Yu Hakusho and Airbender, it looks like it's some Spirit of Halloween. Like, honestly, it ain't even like real long hair dyed red. It's like fake hair that was already red. It's too shiny.
If you get a role and you have to wear a wig, it's here's the thing. You're shaving your head. This wig's going to look like shit unless we have a bald head to stick this shit to.
Yeah. And the thing is, like... Who, let's say I got cast as Gojo or like Kakashi. Like, I'm in, like, I'm committed, like, I'm dying, I'm just dying my shit.
You're either dyeing your hair or dying my shit white. Wig.
Like, or, either one. Or I'm going bald.
You're not keeping your current hair with a wig over the top. That's what they do, and that's where they go wrong. You're either shaving the hair, putting on a wig of movie quality, or you're taking the existing hair and growing it out to the length that it needs to be and coloring it.
Yeah, Zuko, his character, I respect him. He shaved his shit.
Hell yeah, he did. Nice. And he looked fucking weird. But in real life, he does not look weird, but I respect the shit out of him for shaving it. He's got an extremely round head. Like, the perfect... he was definitely a C-section baby, because when you come out C-section, your head is perfectly round.
You don't have the tunnel.
You don't have cone. The cone, yeah. That shit comes out freaking perfect. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Anything else about the Dark Trio that you want to bring up?
No, that's it. I mean, I'm sure some people heard about the Dark Trio, or they're like us, or you just found out about it. I'm relatively new to that term. Yeah, so
not to be confused with the Dark Triad from Black Clover.
Yeah, and it is interesting to think about, like, because it is kind of, in a way, thought-provoking, especially, like, for us who, like, we've just been watching them but never really thought about the impact of the overall anime culture. But as soon as you do think about it, you kind of start to see it, how
it's
different,
like,
things are.
Yeah, it's like how Steph Curry's style of basketball has changed how everybody at all ages views basketball.
Yeah, and starts to want to have to play.
Yep. Yeah. It's all about the threes. It's all about the handles. There's no, like, teamwork anymore. Just
I mean,
make
there's
it
still
rain.
Teamwork, but yeah, it's
just
like
make it rain.
People pull it from 40 a lot more often. Yeah. And the analytics in the game, the data, so.
Yep. You always want to chase after what's successful, and right now, these three in the Dark Trio are successful. And what's even what's not on here, like all the shows that we talk about, like Solo Leveling.
Yeah. I mean, that's just any industry too, like video games, like people fucking complain about it, but it's the reason people keep making fucking bare bones open world ass fucking games is because they're the ones that people buy and play and that make money.
Bare bones ass playing game? What games are you talking about?
Just like people always complain, it's just another generic open world game with nothing in the open world and fetch quests and just like, but that's what people
that's
keep
what people
buying
buy.
So they make them, you know, and like it does get fucking old. Like I'd much rather have a condensed game. If it's just going to be an open world where I run somewhere, do a mission, it's like go pick this up and come back here, or go kill this monster and come back here.
Yeah.
Which tends to happen because they got to fill the open world with something, and some are better than others, obviously, but you know, it's kind
of
one of those things that
the Ghost of Tsushima open world was fucking legit.
That's what I'm saying, but it's pretty condensed when all things considered.
Yeah.
And it's like a short enough game where the gameplay loop doesn't wear you out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you look forward to running into a little encampment.
Yeah.
To kill some people or some bandits or some Ronin strolling down the
Colin's
street.
Like, I put on the Mongol armor, go in there and fuck them up. They don't even know. I just start fucking them up. I did that one time and I was like, I prefer sneaking up on their ass.
I mean, it is fun, but yeah, I'd like to go back someday and beat the game honorably, straight up, war cry, call them all out.
Every time, what does he say? Every time you do the war, like, he says, what are you, cowards? Or he's like,
I mean, he's probably got
show me your strongest warrior. Send me your strongest warrior.
They can only record so many different lines of dialogue.
Yeah. Freaking great game. I want to start playing that again. I want to redo it now that I know what I'm doing.
You gotta get a PS5 so you can
that shit. Yeah, your PS4 is it's too fucking loud.
I mean, that's
fucking humming.
Every PS4.
That damn fan's working overtime.
Yeah, I mean that shit's like 12 years old. It's been on. I used to never turn it off either. I just left the bitch on.
That's why it's fucked up.
I mean, it's fine. It could run indefinitely with the fan, but like, yeah, it probably didn't help.
Well, let's go ahead and wrap up this episode. Hope everybody enjoyed hearing us talk about the Dark Trio. If you hadn't heard about it yet, just know you're not alone. I literally learned about it as we were talking about it for this episode. Look to see what changes happen from the ever-growing darker industry of shonen, or I guess of popularity of the darker shonen. I'm here for it. I'm not unhappy about it, but I do agree, like what we've talked about before.
Yeah, we're not unhappy about it. It's just something to think about how it's affecting the industry, and I feel like shonen is kind of the heart of anime and manga. Not that there's not other ones, but everything kind of branches off of it since they're the biggest money makers.
And then the things that aren't dark, when everything else is going to become like the new thing people want, because people always want something different. And so people are going to inevitably get tired of the dark, and they're going to want not dark.
And then people are going to start using the term the reconstruction of the shonen. As they do anytime anybody subverts a little bit of the trope of anything, they're like, it's a reconstruction. It's a reconstruction of the Senin, man.
We're rebuilding. We're rebuilding after the introduction of the Dark Trio. Alright, well, I don't have anything else. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.